From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Both U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov say their countries will continue to work toward a diplomatic solution to achieve a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. A U.S. statement said the two spoke by phone Tuesday to discuss concerns related to North Korea's destabilizing nuclear program and emphasized that neither the United States nor Russia accepts Pyongyang as a nuclear power. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury Department announced that it had imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program.
The two men it targeted are among the favorites of leader Kim Jong-un and top experts in making the North's weapons. A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeong-chol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. 10 people were injured and sent to hospitals when a homemade bomb detonated in a supermarket in St. Petersburg, Russia, according to officials Wednesday. The blast was caused by a homemade explosive device with the power equivalent to 200 grams of TNT filled with lethal fragments. Investigators said they have opened a criminal case on the grounds of attempted murder. Health officials said none of the 10 victims suffered life-threatening injuries. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A federal court Wednesday charged a fourth suspect in a human trafficking scheme that promised teenage workers in education and easy jobs on an egg farm. U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested Pablo Duran Ramirez Saturday as he tried to cross into the United States from Mexico. Three others have already been sentenced from 4 to 15 years in prison for their part in the scheme. Ramirez allegedly joined the three others in recruiting minors in Guatemala to come to the United States, promising them a chance to go to school and earn money working for a farm, an egg farm in Marion, Ohio. The teens were smuggled into the U.S. and soon found themselves living in shabby trailers and working up to 12 hours a day, a difficult task. More than 2,000 Puerto Rican police officers called in sick on Christmas Day as controversy continues over overtime pay they say they are owed since Hurricanes Irma and Maria hit the island in September. Reports from the Puerto Rican capital San Juan this week said some precincts had as few as three officers to cover four towns on the holiday, while security concerns in towns without power are still high. As the island struggles to recover from the two Category 5 hurricanes that knocked out many basic services, authorities say police officers have been working 12 to 16-hour days to fill the need. The Pentagon said Wednesday a Christmas airstrike in southern Somalia killed 13 al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said that the Somali government helped coordinate the operation northwest. The United States carried out about 30 airstrikes against al-Shabaab this year. Liberians continue to wait to find out who will be their next president as officials continue to tally votes from the West African nation's runoff elections.
State radio correspondents reported unofficial results overnight indicating that former international soccer player George Weah led in several counties, but election authorities warned the two parties to stop making premature pronouncements. This is the first time in more than 70 years the nation founded by freed American slaves will see one democratically elected government hand over power to another. Results will be announced progressively, though the Elections Commission has 2 weeks to give final results. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
A bus carrying Chinese tourists has skidded off the road in Iceland, killing one and injuring 12 others. Iceland police said the crash occurred after the bus rear-ended another near a lava field about 250 kilometers east of Iceland's capital. The driver and the passenger in the car were not hurt. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.